This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
From studios on the campus of the University of Common Sense in the Big Easy, the professor of thinkology and a man dedicated to truth and common sense. America, class is in session right here, right now, with your host, Jim Brown.
That's who I am, and let's make a little common sense. Welcome to my weekend. Hope you're having a nice one. I sure am, even though it's kind of hot getting around the country. We're making the best of it, and I'm glad you're joining me for a little time here today as we kind of review the news and try to make a little common sense out of it. Got a great show today, by the way. I'm going to talk to Dr. Joel Wallach, who's an international renowned health expert on genetics, about what we're going through with all these transitions. You read so much in the paper. Is sugar bad for you? Is this bad for you? How do you live just a balanced life and trying to put it all in perspective, not kill yourself with exercise, not eat cardboard, but still go ahead and keep it all in perspective. So we'll talk to Dr. Wallach. Also, I got a great guest on, Colonel Jack Jacobs, the top of the next hour. He's a military advisor to NBC News. You see him all the time on the nightly news, kind of giving his perspective on world events. Jack Jacobs won the Congressional Medal of Honor back during the Vietnam period, won a couple of gold stars and silver stars, and probably the most highly decorated military participant in the Vietnam War. He's going to join us. Written a new book called If Not When, Duty and Sacrifice in America's Time of Need. His perspective is, we're in a me first generation, and it's great to let these mercenaries, these young soldiers, go off and defend our country. But we look after ourselves more than keeping in perspective what's best for the country. And there's a balance there. We're going to talk to Colonel Jacobs about that. And finally, Sami Rasuli is the founder of a group called Muslim Peacekeeper Team. We tried to get him on the phone last week. He lives in Baghdad, but he just came to the United States and trying to give us an update about what the future is, the resources we spend over there. How important is it that the American presence continues in Iraq after so many of American soldiers have lost their lives, so many injured, billions, trillions spent over that way? It's a hellhole we can't get out of. And what is the purpose now for us in the future of Iraq? And we'll talk to Sami Rasuli about that later on the show. Love this story. If you've been to New Orleans down where I live, a lot of you folks know I emanate my show from our flagship station, WJBO, in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. We're out of New Orleans a good bit, broadcast out of New Orleans a good bit. Used to do a show for about 4 years daily out of New Orleans, and I went to law school in New Orleans, and New Orleans is kind of my second home, obviously, being down here in Louisiana. We've always had this tradition of jazz funerals, to where a lot of people want to have a marching band take through the streets, particularly down in the inner city, the French Quarter, the Marigny, the tourist area you read so much about, and you've seen this in lots of movies. I was watching James Bond, Live or Let Die, Sean Connery, and they had a jazz funeral in that movie that was made out of New Orleans about voodoo. You might recall one of those James Bond movies. A lot of jazz funerals being portrayed where your loved one is sent off in style with music because, as someone told me last week, hey, it's really all about the music, right? Isn't that the most important thing, the music? And a lot of us down this way feel that way. All of us need to have music in our lives. So that's been an important part of the funeral ingredient, having music played. And I think that's growing more throughout the country. There may not be a jazz funeral where you march after the ceremony, but there will be a little more lively music to where in a funeral mass you might play several of the favorite songs of the person that passed away. Well, now we've taken the extension of the personality of the deceased to a new level. Down in New Orleans. I think this started in Puerto Rico. There was a lengthy story last week in the New York Times, last Sunday's New York Times, front page story about the phenomenon of a non-traditional funeral where the deceased is posed as they were in life. In other words, instead of viewing the person in the casket, you'll see them as they were in life. What was the thing that emphasized them most? I remember there was a drummer for a very famous band down here in New Orleans, Treme Brass Band, Lionel Baptiste. So last year, instead of being in a casket, he was posed standing on a street corner, leaning on his cane, his wristwatch wrapped around his hand, and he's always saying, "I got time on my hand, I got time on my hand." He's looking at the watch. They posed him that way. They posed him this way. When you came through to pay your respects, his body is standing up, posed there in his dress and surroundings, which he likes so much. Had a lady that I knew for many, many years named Mickey Easterling. She was a socialite and a philanthropist in New Orleans. Gave a lot of money to a number of events. She died about a month ago. She's posed on a wrought iron bench inside a local theater that she loves so much. That's where her funeral ceremony was. People came by and paid their respects. Her body is propped up. She's dressed up. This lady always wore these outrageous hats, had one of these hats on, all dressed to the ninth degree. She's got a glass of champagne in one hand and a cigarette in another hand. She loved the limelight. She loved the attention. And this is how she wanted to go. So Puerto Rico, these are becoming very, very popular. Am I whetting your appetite? Is this how you want to go out? And by the way, my friend Louis Charbonnet, I served in the Louisiana legislature with Louis Charbonnet. He runs the Charbonnet Funeral Home down in New Orleans. He says that he's gotten in recent weeks many, many phone calls from all over the world about these non-traditional funerals. Took phone calls last week from Ireland, from Australia. And people want to have the second line funeral where you dance and you have the band play. But then they want to have the memorial service arranged in a way that you portray the person as they were in their life. And you have them in that kind of scene. You can do it in the funeral home. Charbonnet says they'll do it right there in the funeral home for you. Or you can do it in a non-traditional venue like a theater or something along that line. And apparently it's really catching on. So I'm just telling you that's an upside for you. And, I guess you can say, well, people are dying to make a spectacle of themselves. Would that be the way to put it? But as I say, this started in Puerto Rico. This is not unique down to the crazy folks that live down in my state, Louisiana. It started in Puerto Rico. A funeral home reported in this New York Times article I read that they've done this a number of times, and the only reason they don't do it more often is that the people who have requested the funeral have not died yet, but they're planning their funeral around some special event, something that highlights their lives. Maybe if you're a big sports star, you sit there in your football uniform with a pass or along that line. So, look, whatever makes you happy, right? Whatever turns you on, do it. And if that's important to you and your loved ones, you talk it over with your loved ones, I guess. I don't know how popular that's going to be. I'd like to have I hope I can pass away, have an open funeral where I look pretty good. I try to take care of myself. We talk about health a lot on this show, as you folks that know that regularly listen. And so I'd like to think that when I passed away, I was looking pretty good, and then I'd be in my funeral. Of course, they make you up. They do a wonderful job in terms of taking care of you in a number of these funeral homes. But that I'd have an open casket. I don't want to be cremated. I want to be buried in a location. I don't think, though, in all my colorful career, I could tell you some stories of things I've done or things that happened to me that would be great fodder to be in a funeral, to be in a funeral position, right? To be a pose that I'd like to get. But I think I'll pass on that. I'm going to pass on the non-traditional funeral. But I just let you know about it. It's becoming very, very popular. Second line jazz, and then put you in your favorite position, things you like to do, and memorialize you that way. Hey, we'll get to some more serious stuff. Jim Brown, The Common Sense Show. My website is www.jimbrownusa.com. Got a great show with some interesting guests coming up. The good doctor is joining us right now. World-renowned doctor, Joel Wallach, he'll be our guest. So fresh up your coffee and come on back and we'll make some more Common Sense.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
All of us want to stay healthy, particularly as we grow older. I work out and try to watch what I eat, but you need more. You need a vitamin supplement to give you that extra energy and to help keep your weight down. My solution? I use Youngevity vitamins and minerals to keep me in good health. They're easy to take, and the power drinks, for me, really taste good. Hey, give them a try. Go to my website at jimbrownhealth.com. That's jimbrownhealth.com. You'll be glad you did.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. Unseen Now's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
Well, we often do a pet peeves segment, if you will, where I kind of tell you my peeves. And a lot of you email me in. I'd love to hear from you of your particular pet peeve. I'll include them in my list. We'll do a segment on them. Pretty regular. About once a week we talk about pet peeves. And just email me, jb@jimbrownusa.com. That's jb@jimbrownusa.com. Love to hear from you and love to have your particular pet peeve. Got several this week. First of all, in the summertime, as we get into the heat of the season, I travel a good bit. I like to do this show on the road. In the next month, we'll be doing the show live from North Carolina, from up around Boone, Appalachian State, that area in the mountains, western North Carolina. We'll be doing it in New York City, one of our largest stations. Our listening area is the New Jersey, New York area, WNJ up in Atlantic City, WVNJ, New York and New Jersey. And so all you listeners up there, we're doing the show live. We'll be in Florida. So anyway, I'm on the plane. I fly a lot. And the peeve I want to talk to you about is that I sit there in line, and I'll take my little laptop usually. Sometimes if I'm doing a quick one-night trip, I'll take the one carry-on that fits above the seat in your overhead bin. Well, I see these passengers at the gate dragging roller luggage that is more the size of a clown car than a carry-on. Huge bag they're lugging on, knowing that in most instances they'll be told to check it at the gate, but then they get it right by the gate. They don't have to wait in line for the luggage. So they're taking advantage of me by taking this large luggage on there. Then they got the personal item. You know, you can take a personal item. Well, the personal item often is so big you could smuggle a small pony in it. So they got these huge bags they're taking, and the airlines don't seem to be too concerned about it. And so they lug all this stuff on. They jam it into the overhead bin. I want to come on the plane leisurely, and I play by the rules. I take off. I usually wear a sport coat on the plane because if I'm going to speech that evening, I don't want to carry too many things. So I want to fold up my sport coat, put it in the overhead bin, put my laptop there. Usually I lay the laptop down and put the sport coat on top of that. There's no room. It's jam-packed with duffel bags that are 4 feet long and all these large items that are illegal in terms of the airline's own requirements and rules. They have this, they sit right there and give you this little bin to show you that, it's a carry-on size rack where you're supposed to carry it and have an idea of what you should put on. But again, more and more people, just look at them. Look at all the people lugging this large stuff on, taking advantage of you and me. No place for me to, or if I put my thing in the overhead bin, if I get there first and I put my coat, maybe my laptop, then some joker comes and jams his stuff on top of mine, wrinkling my coat, jamming my my computer. I don't want to take a chance in losing my computer. That's just not right. It's just not right. So that's one of my pet peeves this week. And by the way, we've talked about this before. If you've got a pet peeve, there's a couple of great new services out there. There are websites you can go to put in your pet peeve, and they will contact the airline or wherever you're making a complaint about. They'll contact them for you, and they'll lay it out. Give you a response. Two sites I found, callred.com. That's all one word. Call, C-A-L-L, red, R-E-D.com. Or gripo.com, G-R-I-P-E-O.com. And pretty interesting. Go to those sites and look it up, and you can make a complaint, and they'll send it right to the CEO of the company. And, you know, maybe you get relief, maybe you don't, but at least it's some way for you to give an outlet about your concern about your pet peeve. So luggage I don't like, number one. A pet peeve. I read this article in the paper. Hillary Clinton. Now I'm not, you know, I'm more a libertarian, a conservative-leaning libertarian, but I'm a practical person, so I don't favor Democrats or Republicans. I've said repeatedly on this show that when it comes to being responsible up in Washington, D.C., you could take a sack and drop Republicans and Democrats into it and shake them up. It wouldn't matter who you pulled out, because in terms of being fiscally responsible, dealing with major problems in this country like immigration, so many others, they're both highly irresponsible. So I don't really like either one of them. But I see that Hillary Clinton, who is the leading candidate for president of the United States as far as getting the nomination of the Democrats, she's getting paid to speak to student leaders at the University of Las Vegas this fall, and her speaking fee is $225,000. $225,000 these young folks have to pay for the privilege, or the university is going to pay for the privilege of having Hillary Clinton. Now, maybe she's going to be the next president. I don't know. And I can understand if you're running for president. I've got a relative that worked very closely with Congressman Paul Ryan. He was the vice presidential candidate in the last campaign. And he tells me that Ryan pretty much just lives off his salary. He sleeps in his office when he is in Washington, D.C. Under the rules, when he comes to New York, he can't accept a hotel room from some group or something like that. So he has a good friend. He kind of sleeps on my relative's couch when he comes up there because he doesn't have the money. So I can understand that if you're going to make a speech, you ought to be paid your expenses. And maybe there's an honorarium in there, but here with someone like Hillary Clinton, she's running for president. Since you give her $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 honorarium, pay her expenses to come to speak to the University of Las Vegas or any place in the country. But $225,000, you folks listening out there in Nevada ought to be appalled over the fact that your tax dollars is paying that kind of money and investing it into a politician, whoever the politician is. You know, if you're involved in public service means giving back to the public. And so I'm not just picking on the Democrats. Republicans have been just as bad in terms of the fees that they have racked up and the money they have generated. Bill Clinton, good gosh, what he's made. Didn't I see the report right? He's made $100-some-odd million that he's been paid in speaking fees. Now, he's a former president. He's out of office. Obviously, he's capitalizing the fact that he's president. But to pay the guy $500,000, a Japanese group paid him $700,000. Again, he's a VIP. He's got transportation costs that are significant, and I could see paying all those costs. And a significant, a former president ought to get a $10,000-$15,000 honorarium. But to make the millions and millions of dollars that these current and has-been politicians make, to me, that's another pet peeve. What's that website again, if you want to call? I don't know what kind of response you're going to get on Hillary Clinton, but it's gripo.com, G-R-I-P-E-O.com, callred.com. So I'm giving you a couple of my pet peeves today. One I've mentioned before is this handicap parking. There's so many abuses. You know, you've got some older people who really have some physical problems, and they need a place to park. They can't walk a block or two. They got a bad knee, whatever it is. And you see these people parking these handicapped parking spots. There's nothing wrong with them. They probably got it from their deceased loved one or maybe took it from a grandparent, and they're using this handicapped parking. I just think it's outrageous. I tow those cars off, and you know what I do? I put a note. I've got notes printed up. You are abusing the handicapped parking space. Do not park here anymore. I put it right on their windshield. Don't know what good it does. Makes me feel a lot better. And you know what I'm going to do on that handicap? I'm going to call gripo.com or call red.com. Hey, Jim Brown, my website, www.jimbrownusa.com. Coming back with Dr. Wallach to talk about good health right after this message.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at gcnlive.com.
Working on a home or residential painting project? There's only one name you need to know, PPG. PPG has earned the respect of professionals and homeowners alike because we combine the latest paint technology with expertise and knowledgeable service. PPG offers a broad range of primers, paints, stains, and specialty products to meet all your needs. Available at either our PPG Pittsburgh Paints or PPG Porter Paints Company-owned store or independent dealer locations throughout the U.S. Each PPG product comes with a customized service you deserve to make sure you get the right fit for the job. And choosing colors has never been easier thanks to the PPG Voice of Color system that helps users discover colors that match their personality. So for the best quality products, excellent service, easy-to-use color tools, and great results, visit your local PPG Pittsburgh Paints or PPG Porter Paints location today.
What good is a big Berkey water filter? We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of thinkology, Jim Brown.
I was trying to talk a little health and see how you can take care of yourself. Our old friend Dr. Joel Wallach is joining us here today. If you haven't heard Dr. Wallach before, he's got a national radio program he's on every day called Dead Doctors Don't Lie. He's a visionary. He is big on supplementation in terms of taking care of yourself, and for years has worked and built a reputation on cutting-edge nutrition. Dr. Wallach, as always, is glad to have you back on the program today.
Well, thank you so much, Jim. Always appreciate your hospitality.
Hey, Doc, I understand you were raised in St. Louis County. We got something in common. I went to Ladue High School in St. Louis. Where were you raised up that way?
Well, I was actually in the western part of St. Louis County, and I went to Clayton High School. We played football against each other. We wrestled against each other, had track meets against each other. So I know about the Ladue Rams, and I was a Clayton Greyhound.
That's right, just right up the road. I'd go to Clayton to shop and still go back occasionally, not as much as I'd like to do, but I knew that we kind of shared that particular thing in common. Let's start right off. You got a new book out, interesting book, a challenging book called Epigenetics, The Death of the Genetic Theory of Disease Transmission. Before we get into the book, though, let me tell our listeners out there, we got a lot of just average listeners like you and me before we got a little bit more educated in this area, who say, well, you know, I eat pretty healthy. I eat try to eat some fruits and vegetables, and they don't really think that supplementation makes that much difference. Give your view of your experience, and I know that you've experimented for many, many years on a cross-section of people, animals, whatever, but why do you believe so strongly in supplementation of what you eat through vitamins and minerals?
Well, Jim, what makes me different in my thinking is that I do have a degree in agriculture from the University of Missouri. I have a degree in veterinary medicine from the University of Missouri. I have a postdoctoral fellowship in comparative pathology, which is combined from the University of Missouri, Washington University, and St. Louis, and which I did over 20,000 autopsies and 10 million chemistries, which is in a book that's in the Smithsonian Institute, so I'm very proud of that. And then I went back to school in Portland, Oregon, and I got my naturopathic degree, and so my ND, naturopathic physician, primary care physician in Oregon and California. Now, to more specifically answer your question, it's impossible to get everything you need from your food. Now, I'll show you why in a second. But why do I talk about supplementation? Let's look at a Lamborghini real quick for an example. The maintenance book will say, look, you need 6 quarts of oil in this car. Here's the grade of oil. It needs to be changed every 1,000 miles or 30 days, whichever comes first. If it sits in the garage for 30 days, it still needs to change the oil. If you run it for 1,000 miles in 3 days, it needs to change the oil. And 30 days later, you need to change the oil again. And somebody's going to say, well, gosh, what I'm going to do is save some money on this oil. This maintenance is too expensive. And so I'm going to put 6 quarts of dirt from Texas in that Lamborghini, because the odds are there's some oil in that dirt from Texas, because Texas is a known oil state. And so I'm going to go ahead and put some dirt from Texas in there, so it's quite a bit cheaper than that oil. But there's going to be some oil in there. And, of course, that car is not going to go the 300,000 miles that it would without an engine breakdown if you change the oil, as the maintenance book says. But you're not going to get the distance you'll get out of a tank of gasoline, 400 miles. You're not going to go that far when you just put 6 quarts of dirt from Texas in there. And that's the sort of similar thinking when people say, well, I'm not going to supplement, I'm just going to eat well. Well, that's Steve Jobs, a billionaire techie. He died at 56 because he listened to his physicians. The medical system is still deep in the 4 food groups, the 7 food pyramid, and the 5 group plate, you know, all that kind of stuff. It's very, very, which I say, insane would be a kind thing to say, very insane, because if you look at a dog, for instance, we've tripled their lifespan over the last 6 years. 6 years ago, an old dog was 8 years old, now they're 25. We've eliminated 900 different diseases in dogs that still plague people. We've eliminated every birth defect you can think of, and 10 times that many you can't, in dogs that still plague people. And we didn't do that with organ transplants and wonder drugs. We did it simply with supplementation. Now, here's where the fault comes in the thinking. Nutritional minerals, which make up two-thirds of our 90 essential nutrients. We need 90 essential nutrients, 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 essential amino acids, and 3 essential fatty acids. And minerals make up two-thirds of the 90 essential nutrients. And, Jim, nutritional minerals do not occur in a uniform blanket around the crust of the earth. They occur like chocolate and chocolate ripple ice cream, and they occur like gold mines, silver mines, copper mines, lead mines, iron mines. And so you have places where you have quite a bit, you have places where you have a modest amount, and you have places where you have none. And if you're growing food in a place that has 10 minerals, you can be a good church-going Christian, you're educated, you do everything right, you eat well, and you're going to die of a heart attack at 48. If you're a hellion, drinking, making your own whiskey, and smoking and doing everything bad, but you live in a place that has 60 minerals in the soil and you're growing your own garden, you'll live to be 102. And so what you have to do is appreciate you can control this. The top 20 longevity cultures on Earth are all third world cultures. They're all ignorant. That doesn't mean they're stupid. They just don't know anything. They're uneducated. These people have no doctors, no clinics, no hospitals, no private or government insurance. And you know, they have 40 times 100 year olds we do. And that's because, by dumb luck, they live in places that have all 60 essential minerals in the soil. And as they grow their food, they throw wood ashes in there. They don't even have utilities, electricity, or propane or natural gas. And so they throw their wood ashes, which are the minerals that the tree sucked up out of the ground, all 60 essential minerals. And so the corn they eat, the beets they eat, the sweet potatoes they eat, the peas and beans they eat have 60 minerals in it. Our peas and beans in one location might have 3 minerals, might have 14 minerals in another location, might have 12 minerals in another location, but they're not going to have all 60 anymore. And here's why. There's two basic reasons. Number one, we've gone to electricity as their common fuel instead of wood. So nobody's putting wood ashes in their gardens anymore. You have 400 families living in an apartment building. Nobody has 5 acres of land to grow their own garden. They don't have fireplaces to throw wood ashes in the garden. So that was a lost source of minerals. Then we dammed up the river to prevent flooding and to make more electricity through hydroelectric plants. And we stopped the flooding. Well, each year when the fields would flood, when the water receded, it left behind the mineral-rich silt from mountains hundreds of miles away. So we cut off the annual impregnation of minerals into our soil by flooding. We got rid of our basic source of minerals that was universal throughout the world thousands of years and thousands of years, wood ashes. And then here come the doctors, Jim, who say, now don't you supplement, just eat well, you can get everything you need. Well, according to their own survey, which came out in 1999, the average medical doctor in America lives to be 56. Why would I want to do anything they did?
Is that the average medical doctor lives to be 56? I've got a lot of friends in the medical profession who have died very young. I didn't know that was the average age.
That was their survey. It came out, was published in every medical journal in America back in 66. And, 1999. I'm looking at my paper. 1999 it came out. But they said they lived to be 56. Okay? I said 58, and they said, Wallach, you got to be out of your mind. But, you know, we're doctors. We live much longer than 58. And so they did their own study, and they said, Wallach lied. We don't live to be 58 like he says. We live to be 56. And they didn't care they showed this guy 2 years earlier. They just wanted to show my science was bad.
That's amazing. So let me ask you this. Let me play the devil's advocate with you. Now you have spent massive amount of time studying animals, and some people may say, well, there's a big difference between animals and persons. So why would a person trained as a veterinarian be able to give nutrition advice to someone like you and me in terms of our lives? And I want to get at your answer to that. Before we do, though, Doc, we've got to take a break right now. I'm talking right now to Dr. Joel Wallach, a nutritionist expert. Got a great new book out, Epigenetics, The Death of the Genetic Theory of Disease Transmission. You can get it on our website at www.jimbrownusa.com. We'll come back and talk to Dr. Wallach some more, and we'll talk about animals and their relationship to what we learn from them and our health right after this message, and we'll make some more common sense.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
This is Dan Philip. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
All of us want to stay healthy, particularly as we grow older. I work out and try to watch what I eat, but you need more. You need a vitamin supplement to give you that extra energy and to help keep your weight down. My solution? I use Youngevity vitamins and minerals to keep me in good health. They're easy to take, and the power drinks, for me, really taste good. Hey, give them a try. Go to my website at jimbrownhealth.com. That's jimbrownhealth.com. You'll be glad you did.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
Leading a healthy life, a long healthy life, is the focus that we talk about a good bit in this program. Dr. Joel Wallach is joining me. He's been on this program before. His new book, Epigenetics, The Death of the Genetic Theory of Disease Transmission. You can find it on our website at www.jimbrownusa.com. I was asking Dr. Wallach before the break. He studied extensively the health of animals. He's a veterinarian by training. And I'm trying to relate that to why that can really point out that much in terms of humans. Doc, pick up on that and tell us why your study of animals shows you traits and attributes that we should adapt as human beings.
Okay, well, first of all, the halls of science are filled with thousands of failed medical theories, and we're going to kind of work into that, and I want to just precede my remarks with that statement. I have to point out that when pharmaceutical companies study pharmaceuticals and drugs, they do it in animal models first before they get it approved for using it on humans. When nutrition is studied, in human nutrition, they're studied in animals first before they're given to humans. Every vitamin was discovered in an animal first, okay, as opposed to the other way around. And all the research is done in animals first as opposed to human beings. And I had already done 250 human autopsies before I graduated veterinary school because I was a graduate student in comparative pathology. By the time I graduated veterinary school, I had written up the first mass die-off in America from pollution, did all the chemistry, got it published in peer-reviewed scientific journals. That kind of directed the rest of my career. I'd done thousands of autopsies in many species of animals and 250 autopsies in humans by the time I graduated veterinary school, because, again, I had finished my degree in ag school and became a graduate student while I was in veterinary school, so I was running two courses at the same time. I was getting my veterinary degree as well as working towards a PhD in comparative pathology, meaning animals and people. Went to Africa for 2 years, worked on the white rhino and elephant conservation projects with Marlon Perkins from the old Mutual Omaha Wild Kingdom show. And I had given him a paper, a copy of that paper on pollution, and he and Barry Commoner from Washington University, combined with the Shaw's Botanical Gardens there, decided they were going to do a big study on pollution in human beings. And Perkins remembered that paper I'd given him. He called me back from Africa to be the pathologist on the project. And to make a long story short, 10-year project, many facilities, many universities, many zoos and big aquariums and so forth. I had done over 17,000 some change of over 454 species of animal autopsies, 3,000-plus humans. Did all the chemistries. It was published in a 1,200-page book, and it's in the Smithsonian Institute as a national treasure. I found the first, at the end of that project, I found the first non-human case of cystic fibrosis in rhesus monkeys at the Yerkes Primate Center at Emory University in Atlanta, Georgia. Worked at the Center for Disease Control, the National Science Foundation, was one of the authors of the National Animal Welfare Act, which limited what you could do to animals in research under approved and granted studies, so you couldn't abuse them. And I'm very proud of that. That was 1964. That came out. And they fired me.
Doc, I'm not cutting you. I want to talk about the book, and we don't have a lot of time left. And so, but just make that correlation for me. Why? A lot of people think, well, you know, an animal and a human's different. What can you learn from an animal to help a human?
Well, every vertebrate, whether you're a human being, a hummingbird, or an elephant, requires all 90 essential nutrients. And any disease in a boa constrictor snake or an elephant or a hummingbird that's caused by nutritional deficiency will cause the same disease in the humans, vice versa. And so the biochemical truths are the same. You know, the good Lord used the same pattern for all of us.
Right.
That's the shortest way I can say it.
No, I got to go. All right. Now, tell me about epigenetics. Now, you've written extensively. You've written a number of books and covered a cross-section of topics. Tell us about what were you in the book Epigenetics, when you talk about genetic theory of disease transmission, tell us a little bit about that book. What did you want to do to get into the chromosomes and to the internal operations to try to identify disease transmission, and how you relate that to supplementation, how you relate that to nutrition?
Okay, here's why. Here's a short version, Jim. Again, the halls of science are filled with thousands of failed medical theories. That goes back to evil spirits, bloodletting. They killed our first president. Physicians killed our first president by bloodletting him to death. That wasn't the British that killed him. And they got to walk back then. And then, of course, they had a theory of spontaneous generation where things just happened. Then they came out with the four humors, and they came up with the bloodletting to kind of regulate the four humors. And then they came up with the oil theory. In other words, the saturated fats were bad for you and plant oils were good for you, and that just got crunched. And I said in 1971, having done so many autopsies in people, that saturated fats were much better for you than all these oils, which cause cancer and clog your arteries and all kinds of stuff. And that just came out recently here in the last couple of weeks that I was quite correct in 1971. Big cover article in Time magazine, June 23rd. Eat more butter. Why did doctors go wrong saying saturated fats were bad? That's a cover story in Time magazine. It was a 2-full-page story in the Wall Street Journal about a month ago. The genetics thing has been driving research for the last 60 years. And I said in 1977, 40 years ago, that genetics did not cause any diseases. The causes of disease that are thought to be genetically transmitted were really just nutritional deficiencies. That includes type 2 diabetes, things like birth defects of all kinds, including Down syndrome, you name it. Every birth defect you can name is caused by a nutritional deficiency. The embryo, there's not one single one that's genetically transmitted. There's not a single disease. It's genetic, heart disease, high blood pressure, cancer. All the diseases are said to be genetically transmitted are not. And I've been saying that since 71, based on all my autopsies in humans, all my clinical work in humans. Remember, I've been a primary care physician, Jim, for 36 years. Okay, and I've been working with my animal knowledge in humans, both clinically and pathologically, ever since. Now, March of 2013, James Watson, one of the two guys that got the Nobel Prize for the double helix structure of DNA back in 1962. In 53, they proposed that structure of the double helix of DNA. In March of 2013, he walks out on the stage in front of 13, reporters, medical reporters, 300 Nobel Prize winners, and heads of departments and medical schools in America of genetics, and said, all the experiments we've done over the last 6 years in genetics have been irrelevant because you're not going to produce, prevent, or cure any diseases with genetic studies or sequencing genes or the human genome. It's all chemistry, biochemistry, and nutrition. He just floored that group. They just went crazy, angry. They rebelled against his statements. And that's because he'd done the work, he'd done the research for 6 years, and he kept running into a blank wall every time he tried to find the gene that caused the disease. And epigenetics is a single word that defines the new science. We're moving away from genetics to epigenetics. What that says is you can have the best genes in the world, but unless you give them the cofactors to optimize their potential for health and longevity and potential for eliminating diseases, you're going to get a lot of diseases. If you don't have enough minerals and vitamins, amino acids and fatty acids to make those genes happy, they cannot work in a vacuum. They require raw materials to function. And so when you get Down syndrome, it's not a genetic thing. It's because there was a zinc deficiency in the first duplication of the pregnancy. Okay? The first duplication of cells and chromosomes. When you get high blood pressure later on in life, that's not genetic, even though your family may have had it. That's because you're missing something. And it could be a kidney failure causing it, which is caused by eating too much fried food after church. These things are all caused by either damaging yourself by what you eat. Breast cancer is not caused by genes, although Angelina Jolie believed the doctors had a breast cut off because they said they found a gene that gave her breast cancer later in life. Breast cancer is caused by how you cook your food. You can reduce your risk of breast cancer, Jim, by 462% by eating your meat medium rare instead of well done. Big study out of the University of South Carolina.
Yeah. And, Doc, gosh, we could talk for hours. You're an interesting guy, and you've got a wealth of knowledge. But, look, you do a radio show. You know we've got to kind of wind her down at a certain time. But let me tell our listeners again, the book is Epigenetics. Fascinating book about what Doc learned in animals and how it relates to us as humans. And the whole key is supplementation. Doc, give us the website. Longevity is yours. If people want to find out more about your supplemental approach, what's the website?
Okay, well, the phone number is 615-389-7733. And they get all our books every. It's 615-389-7733 is what I want to go with.
And I'll put that... 7733, and I'll put that up on our website.
Thank you, sir, pleasure to have you
on the show, Dr. Joel Wallach. Have a good weekend. Hope to talk to you again here soon in the future.
Thank you so much, Jim. God bless you. Keep up the great work. Together we can save America.
All right, take care. We're going to take a break right now. Come on back and talk to a Medal of Honor winner right here on the Common Sense Show, Jim Brown.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNLive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNLive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNLive.com. Again, that's GCNLive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes?
Okay, can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.